We prayed for Rush Limbaugh as a church, who found out that he had cancer. We prayed that God would heal him and prolong his life, confirm his salvation before he died. He prolonged his life for a year. He died, but he gave a testimony of salvation before he died. His brother's written a couple very good books, by the way. We prayed for Charity's dog. Who cares about that? Charity does. That Ember, when she got spayed, would get through it okay, which he did. Pray for Joe's brother Dan. He went to the hospital with sepsis, that God would be merciful unto him, which he did and still is. We pray for Don Schilder, that his cancer came back, would be negative, which it was. We pray for my daughter Hannah, who had numbness in her leg for a while and began to become concerning. It's not anymore. We pray for John Beecham visiting his parents back in Connecticut, and his brother, that he could witness to them with freedom, and he did. One of my kids had a very bad bout with the flu, that God would be merciful to them, and he was. In March, we prayed for Sherry, who had a bad sinus infection, very bad, something that affects her, and God took care of her, healed her. We prayed for a man that at where I work, who was at death's door, didn't think he would survive with a really bad attack with the flu. He survived. We all prayed for him, that God would guide Bob and Joy regarding his mom and bring her back to Connecticut, which he did. Doug and Colleen, in their attempt to invest, this is March 2020, investing in the church live video so we could stay together electronically even if we couldn't gather through COVID, which we did. And thank you, by the way. We prayed for Bob's mom as she flew to Connecticut and was able to stay in a Masonic home. We prayed for Tiki, who had a major surgery. We prayed for Anne, where she works, and Emily, where she works, that COVID became a Yale hotspot. Remember, this is the last 3 years. COVID's been bombing our country, the world, as a matter of fact. Prayed for my cousin Sharon, that was dying of cancer, unsaved but still alive. Even today, she's still alive. God be merciful to her and allow the witness of the gospel to be brought to her. I was able to witness to her father, my uncle, in a visit, not her. We pray for Anne's brother, who passed away, and the bold witness in a situation like that to speak to her family, which God granted to her to speak openly as opportunity allowed, a boldness that she never had before with the opportunity afforded her. We prayed again for Emily, asking for her hospital unit, charged a COVID unit with long, vulnerable shifts, needing protection, which he granted to her. And I think Jen, working with you also. Again, Bob Oliano asked prayer for a co-worker whose husband went on a ventilator and now is off and recovering, at least at the time. We prayed for Brother Bill, who asked prayer for COVID hitting hard. See how much COVID was coming up? It's been part of our lives these last 3 years. But God got us through it, brother. Amen. And hitting hard at his shop, and God took care of him in the midst of that. We prayed for Joy, who had fellow workers that were also hit hard at the hospital she works at with COVID. God took care of her. Amen. And Sue, we prayed for we prayed for Sue's brother John with a serious heart surgery. God got him through that serious. That was serious heart surgery. Still alive, is he not? We prayed for Jim needing laser surgery on his eyes. You can still see, can you not? Andy's mom, who had cancer, we prayed for her and God's mercy upon her. We prayed for Andy and Sue traveling to Tennessee as she didn't have long to live. We prayed for God giving them traveling mercies. Bob traveling to North Carolina in a very rough environment asked for prayer in June of that year. Lewis traveling to New Jersey, the same reason. In July, we prayed for Longmire's dad going to surgery in Yale. Linda's friend Lori for an amputation of the legs, that God would be merciful unto her friend, which he was. We prayed for Anne getting hit hard with COVID, hitting her family. Jim's brother had to go to hospice, that God would be merciful unto him. And in that month, he accepted Christ before he died. Don't tell me God doesn't hear and answer prayer. mercy that she would have during a job interview to teach, be allowed to teach in college part-time, that God would give her a good interview, which he did, and she got a job and still teaches there part-time, even today. Amen? If you're going for a job interview, just saying, maybe you should ask the church for prayer. Sue's dad, that God would be merciful to him in his dying days, died peaceably with the Lord that October, I believe it was. Mercy's request for a little girl that she had opportunity to witness to ended up getting saved. That Bob would have mercy in a surgery he had to go through, which he very much did, and he had a healthy recovery. Donna, the same thing with her shoulder, and she had a healthy recovery. That Tiki would be allowed to have a life-changing job interview, that it would go well, which it did, and she got that job and still has it. I'm just saying, maybe. In November, Donna's mom went into hospice. Junie into surgery. Junie's surgery went well, although he had a patch on his eye for the next month. He doesn't have a patch on his eye anymore, as far as I can see. That joy giving thanks for unanswered prayer. A friend had to go to the hospital with COVID, named Orlando. That Charity's friend Carly, she's been praying for years, hasn't seen her for over 9 years. She got to see her and witness to her in November of 2020. Bring the gospel to her. That my son Joshua, taking a very important test to be a doctor, that he would do well, and he did, and now he's a doctor, both him and his wife, praying that God would allow them to stay in Connecticut in the same hospital, which he did. They're in both in the hospital of Yukon, November of 2020. Doug asked prayer for a surgery and God's mercy upon him in that month of 2020, which he did. Amen. In 2021, doesn't stop. Andy had to go to the ER. He could hardly work. He could hardly walk. He can still walk today, can't you? But no blood clots. Amen. That was the problem. Joy's friend Maria had to go on a ventilator. It went to the worst. Needs a miracle for this woman to survive. We prayed in January of that year, God would guide us to a church building, a possibility of being in Cheshire. Anthony, a man that's never visited our church, but recognizes he's alive today because of prayer, a great part that we've had in the cancer bouts that he's had in his brain. His son and son-in-law had COVID, had to go to the hospital. He calls Donna and Junie and asks our church to pray for his son-in-law having to go to the hospital. Didn't even come to our church. Ann had a bad fall at work, needed healing with her leg, which he did. A friend that visits our church once in a while, Steve Naroff, had a double hernia surgery and called to ask prayer that our church would see people begin to know. My brother Mike was in a major, major car accident, survived, and had got an operation in February of 2021, and he's doing much better. In February, Joy's friend began breathing on her own. Joy said it was a miracle. There was a public hearing for Cheshire. We asked that the Lord's will be done, that we could meet in this place. In March of 2021, a young man newly saved, we prayed that he would come to church, which he did for a while. Certain things happened. He's not able to come anymore. His name was Davi. We prayed again for the zoning in the process of getting this building, the zoning department in Cheshire. They would allow us to meet in this building, and that the landlord of this building would accept the compromise that we would ask him to accept regarding less money than he was expecting for us to meet. In this building, God answers prayer. We prayed for Trudy that she would have safe travels, and her son would have safe travels, and he did, and so did she. We prayed for Big Rich's wife and his two daughters that eventually got saved in that March of 2021 that come to church, usually in the second services on Sundays. We prayed Maria, which is Joy's friend, in March of that year, walked out of Gaylord Hospital a healthy woman. Amen. April, the church building is officially ours. Amen. And we give thanks to Chris and Ann for letting us use their home up until that point in time. But I knew it was coming to an end. We couldn't stay there, and God opened the door just in time. Canaan Christian Fellowship never bowed and never stopped, nor will we. Our right to worship God according to our faith. Amen. Joy's family, her niece, Devon and Norman, lost. And they both had COVID. She requested prayer that God would help them through their sickness in this time, which he did. Amen. John Beecham in Florida asked that God would be merciful for an interview that he had, I believe it was cooking, in Florida. So we prayed for him, and he got that job. Just saying. Amen. That God would allow us to be comfortable during the summer months in this church building that we just got. And there was a huge donation given to us. So that's why you have those four things up there. Those are air conditioning units, by the way. Josh and Cody were asked prayer for her little baby that was becoming concerned. It was past due and it was getting bigger and bigger kind of thing. And 2 weeks later, it was born. We had part of that prayer. Amen. Trudy asked for prayer for a relative called Brendan and had to go to Afghanistan in the military. Brother Chris had to go to the hospital because of COVID. So did Junie have to go to the hospital because of COVID. Many of us had huge pressure over the possibility of losing our job because of a vaccination position that we took, some of us took, based on convictions. And God allowed, I don't think anybody here lost their job over that. Amen. In August, Paul and David Leonardo asked for prayer because they happen to have neurological issues regarding the vaccine side effects, and God took care of them and healed them through that. Andy and Sue and Chris all had COVID. Jim had COVID. They're just bombing our church like it's going around the world. And God's taken care of us, brother. Amen. Don't think prayer isn't part. I know you got to have vitamin C, vitamin D. You got maybe get the vax, maybe do whatever you want to do. But don't forget prayer. Amen. Colleen had an appendix surgery in September of that year. Asked prayer for our surgery and God's mercy, which I believe he did. Amen. Josh Moriallo, Sue's son, was having issues with college, needing an acceptance. You've forgotten these things. Don't we forget these things? And God provided a college letter that was accepted, and he was able to finish college. Charity had a friend with autism that visited our church one time, truly needed help, and they didn't have money. It was brought to the place where I work at Ben Haven, and they took him in. Joe's brother went to the ICU that month of 2021. Donna had to fly to Florida because her mother was dying in November of 2021, and we prayed for her that she could talk to her mother before she died. She got there and talked to her mother right before she died. Don't tell me God doesn't answer prayer, brother. Amen? In December of 2021, Tiki had to go to an emergency medical procedure, and God took care of her. Amen? Both Bob and his son both had COVID. Joy and Ashton both had COVID. Go through the home. Christian's mom and Andy's daughter, they all had COVID. God got us through it. Amen, brethren? 2022, it continues. Lots of friends and family still getting COVID, still getting the flu, still needing prayer for health issues. Andy's nephew, Jake, we asked prayer for. He finally accepted the reality that he needs rehabilitation for problems that he has. Amen. A woman called Mia that works in the East Haven Library was asked prayer for by Sue because she has constant fear and that God would use her to help witness to her. Again, Colleen gets COVID. Junie gets COVID. And Junie's got heart conditions. And Junie's a testimony in our church, just like Arlene and Peter and their age and getting COVID and how much more vulnerable you are than younger people, and still they survived. God brought a man to our church, Earl, who had cancer, and we were able to minister to him and be a testimony just of kindness and love and acceptance in this body. What a privilege that was, which you were all part of, and we prayed for him. And that God's mercy would be upon Junie as he go to the hospital. And in February, he was released from the hospital. That was a strong bout with him. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know if God was going to take you home, and I think you might have thought the same thing, amen? We're glad that he didn't, brother, amen? The time will come, but thank God that it hasn't yet, amen? We prayed for Hannah, who had a game night with she must have had 50, 60 people in here, and one young person that still comes as a result of that is Christopher's sister, Dee. She comes here Sunday afternoons. Tiki again had a surgery. We prayed for Big Rich, prayed because he was having serious bleeding that was causing tremendous fear, and he's fretting in his heart, and his family asked prayer, and we prayed for him, and it stopped. Amen. Arlene's having serious issues with her back in March, and we asked for God's mercy, which he did, and we eventually seen her back again. Now she's having a bout with COVID, her and Peter. We prayed for Steve Naroff, again called us up and asked for prayer. His mom had to go in an ambulance because of a heart problem, which she survived through. Bob asked prayer for a friend called Kevin that got cancer, needs salvation. We prayed and continue to pray for Ray and Vicky for his salvation and her health issue. Amen. A friend of mine, Josh Karsmarski, had a very bad car accident. Doesn't know how he walked away from it, but he did. We prayed for him immediately, and he was out of the hospital almost just as fast as I put it online for you guys to pray. Joe had to go to the hospital again. Lisa had COVID. Bill Sweet had COVID, went through the family. We prayed for them. It went through her family, her parents, and so on and so forth. In June, we prayed for Val, Vicky's sister, that had a fractured skull, that God would be merciful to her. Later that month, she died peaceably, went home with the Lord. She was a Christian. We pray for Hannah's boss that lost his arm in a major motorcycle accident. He's coming back to work. He did come back to work yesterday, by the way. We prayed for a friend, a Christian, used to come to this church years ago. Her name was Marie Yankowski. Came down with an unknown sickness. They couldn't find out what it was. She went to the hospital. They found out what it was. I believe it was Lyme's, and she's recovering even now. Amen. We prayed for Andy that he could witness to his neighbor with boldness, which he did. And sometimes those are the hardest people to witness to. Amen. And God would bear fruit, which we're praying that we'll see that fruit. Amen. Big Rich battling in his mind in October of this year, that God would guide him in what he should do. And I talked with him day before yesterday, and he's clearly doing much better. He's got a lot of, you know, issues with fog and decision making and pressures that affect his mind uniquely with the person that he is. And God's helping him through it, guiding him how to deal with it. Again, Sherry having very bad sinuses, which put her down in the bed often, praying for her in October. She's since recovered. Praying that my boss to come in the company I work with won't go woke, even though I work there, which that prayer hasn't been answered yet. We'll see what God does. We're praying for Eileen, who's needing healing concerning the tooth. What did you have to get? They pulled it out. Huh? A root canal. And now we're praying for it again further. It seems like there might be problems with that. Pray for mercy on it. We're praying now. We've got Peter and Arlene and Troy and Nadine all with COVID in our church. Keep that in prayer. And then we pray for Debbie, who needs strength to stay strong in the Lord, and that God will bring her back into the fold of the body of Christ, where she could have the unity of a church in fellowship, and help her to grow stronger in her walk. These are prayers that are continuing, which we bring every week. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. That's what it's talking about, brethren. Amen? It doesn't happen like that. In God's time and God's way, trust Him enough to pray. Thought I'd bring that to your attention, because to me it's encouraging. We'll take a break, having gone through that list. Take a good break, have plenty to eat, so on and so forth. We'll wait people to come, and then we'll have some songs. Amen.